Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. It's 2 days into 2020, and we're marking with the first news notes in the TV world this year, some shows to know, and a personal milepost. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, it's a new year and a new decade, and tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a trio of great audiobooks when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. It is 50 degrees at the top of the hour, and on this brand new year and decade, we welcome you for the first time to the program All About Television for a great new year and a great new decade. I hope you had a great turn of the year and the decade over the last 48 hours, and we're happy to have you with us. And I have a question for you as we start our new round of shows for this new year and decade. What are you looking forward to in terms of what to watch this year, this 2020? Love to hear from you, so make a call at 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. And we also want to hear from you through our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And if you like, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. And that's how you get more people involved and more people listening. All you have to do is use the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk or Speaker screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you and live with us. And now, for those of you that are new to our program, listening for the very first time, 12 and a half years into our existence, we will do something that we do at the top of most shows, and that is news notes, the latest news from the TV world. We'll begin with a breaking story that took place over the last hour. Former Home Box Office Chief Executive Richard Plepter has reached a deal with Apple TV+. Plepter and his brand-new venture Eden Productions will generate TV series, documentary specials, and made-for-TV movies exclusively for Apple TV+ through the end of 2024. No word yet on the first productions in store. It's not taking long for Netflix to deliver its first renewal of 2020 and this new decade. The honor goes to Raising Dion, the child superhero saga produced by Michael B. Jordan, who has a recurring role there. Raising Dion premiered 3 months ago and ranked 10th on Netflix's list of most watched original series. Macro is the production entity, and Carol Bartley will continue as showrunner. What's next in television for Oscar-winning writer Stephen Dalian? 8 episodes of Ripley, Showtime's upcoming adaptation of Patricia Highsmith's best-selling novel series. Production will take place in Italy, then New York City, starting this fall. Ripley is anticipated to begin on Showtime, spring or summer 2021. Staying with 2021, a Disney Plus original series earmarked to run next year will debut instead this year. And that's WandaVision, with Elizabeth Olsen playing Wanda Martoff, a.k.a. the popular Marvel character, the Scarlet Witch. Tatiana Paris, Kat Dennings, and Randall Park will co-star. YouTube's Originals Unit will bring out a new Justin Bieber miniseries later this month. Season, that's the name of the miniseries, will showcase Bieber's first album since 2016. Start date, January 27th. And we conclude this section with some quickies. Get a Clue, Game Show Network's first game of 2020, launches next Monday. Smart TV sets, devices, and services distributed through them are projected to collect $7 billion in advertising revenue for 2019 and go to more than $14 billion out in 2023. eMarketer made the forecast. May 2019, the second straight up year for National Football League regular season TV viewership. Average game audience, 16.3 million, up 4% from 2018. And Facebook Watch will offer the official Golden Globes pre-show presentation Sunday night. NBC, of course, has the show live, hosted by Ricky Gervais, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And that is news notes for this second day of 2020. Again, love to hear your thoughts about what 2020 will bring in terms of looking for or TV development. We'd like to have you call in. So do so at 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up, some shows to know from Netflix that you might not know about and a commercial you should know that's been running lately on ESPN's college football bowl games. And yours truly marks a very big milepost. We'll get to all that, but first some words to the fine folks at our sponsor over the last 2 years plus, Audible.com, from Amazon.com. If you're looking for an inspiring story to hear 2025 early on, I got one for you. It's called Educated by Tara Westover. It's a fascinating story about somebody who had to overcome a lot of obstacles to achieve a great lot in life. And you can get that as one of your free audiobooks in Audible.com. You know, Audible.com, if you haven't heard about it, is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, including a growing group of what we call Audible Originals. That's original audio productions, the best in off-Broadway, Broadway and regional theaters around the country, and great one-woman and one-man shows. The beautiful thing is you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or iHeartRadio. All you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get 3 audiobooks, 2 of them are originals, and 1-month trial of this service. And it's going to get great customer service as well from Audible's parent, namely Amazon.com. So all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/televised, sign up, get those audiobooks, get that 1-month trial, and in no time flat, you might just learn how audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. It's still a great gift, by the way, for this year and beyond for you or someone you love. So treat yourself to audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. For those of you that are new to our program, All About Television, which is now nearly midway into its 13th year and more than its 11th year on Blog Talk Radio, we have a number of features that we do. Usually at this time, we get into our first interview. We bring you exclusive live interviews, extended interviews, with the key people making TV happen. Show producers and creators, network executives, technology entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs launching new services and new apps, all sorts of people in the world of television. We don't have a guest for you today, but tomorrow we will at our regular time period of 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. In case you haven't heard, The Witcher is now Netflix's second most viewed original series, scripted series, last year. And tomorrow we will have the person making it possible, the creator executive producer of this Henry Cavill starring series, Lauren Schmidt-Hisrick. That's Lauren Schmidt-Hisrick. Tomorrow, at a regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And then on Monday, we will have the general manager of a network that launched yesterday called Circle. Some people got it on cable. Others got it on the digital signal of their favorite broadcast station. And we will have the general manager of this new country music lifestyle channel, Drew Riefenberg, will be with us. In addition, Circle is going to launch a second network that will premiere later this year on smart TV sets and TV-connected devices. So don't forget, tomorrow, it's Lauren Schmidt-Hisrick from The Witcher, and on Monday, Drew Riefenberger from Circle Media, and we'll have them both, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, that's tomorrow and next Monday, exclusively here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Now, in addition to our guest interviews, where you have the opportunity to call in or chat with me your questions and feedback, we have another other features that we do. We do commentary, we do a regular feature called Up, short for Update, where we catch up on some of the guests and topics we have on this program. And then we do a feature called A Show to Know. It's a feature where we highlight individual series or specials or movies that we think you'll know more about, that are worth watching. And you might not know about them because they're not well marketed or promoted or publicized, or they fall on the radar screen of critics and journalists like yours truly. If you haven't heard, Netflix has been launching a torrent of new TV series over the last 48 hours. Two of them are scripted. One premiered yesterday, the other premiered this morning. And we think that these latter two are definitely worth your viewing. The first is one of the most controversial that Netflix has come out with in quite some time. It's called Messiah. And it's all about someone who claims to be the second coming of Jesus Christ. And government officials who try to see if what that person is saying is the truth, the gospel truth, you might say, or not. It's a show that's gotten mixed reviews, some positive reviews all over the place where people have screened it, and I think you'll find it quite fascinating. And again, that premiered on Netflix yesterday. Today, another series premiered, also to mixed and positive reviews. It's called Spinning Out. It is a figure skating drama about a family of figure skaters, including one who may be a prodigy, and what that person and that family deals with. It's a mix of sports drama, family drama, and young adult drama, if you will. One of the things that may work against the series is that it's been very difficult for a lot of sports dramas that have come on broadcast, cable, other places to make their mark after a season or two. One of the few that did was Friday Night Fever, but it took them to go from NBC to DirecTV to keep it going for about four or five seasons. The White Shadow was another one back in the 80s that ran two and a half years with Ken Howard in the lead role playing a basketball coach in high school and all the trials and tribulations that he had to deal with. There's a good chance Spinning Out may be one of the folks that is the exception to this rule of sports dramas don't work with general audiences. The early buzz is good among people who are watching it, starting this morning. The show is created by Samantha Stratton. She's getting rave reviews for her scripts. So is the cast. And we'll see what happens. And we're going to try to see if we can get maybe Samantha to come on a future edition of our show later this month. So again, the shows to know are Messiah and Spinning Out, both of them available at Netflix. For more details, www.netflix.com. That's www.netflix.com. Just have somebody enter our chat room, sign in Apple04 by name. So come on in. And if there's a TV program or TV development you're looking forward to catching this year, put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. We definitely want to hear from you. Now, normally, with our Show to Know feature, we just feature shows. But over the last few days, I've been catching a commercial on ESPN's college football bowl coverage that definitely is one you should know. It may have my vote for the most unique commercial of 2019. It's a commercial for the chicken chain Chick-fil-A, which, of course, also sponsors the Peach Bowl every year. And it's a commercial I like to call Signing. Signing, as in two people, I believe both of them are deaf or hard of hearing, who do sign language. There is no dialogue in the commercial. There are subtitles, and what happens is they're sitting on a white set, white in terms of the color background. They're on a bench facing each other, and they just sign about what they like or don't like about Chick-fil-A and life in general. One of them is fairly new at the whole idea of sign language. It is a wonderful spot. It's a spot that really deals with what these two people deal with. It's humorous. And it leaves both people very empowered. And I think it will leave you with a nice chuckle, but also with a deeper understanding of what people who are deaf or hard of hearing go through day to day in their lives. And yet it's done in a very empowering way and a fun way, too. I want to credit Chick-fil-A and their advertising agency for doing this spot. It comes at you in a very offbeat way, and I think it works. And hopefully Chick-fil-A will continue to run this spot into ESPN's coverage a week from Monday of the College Football National Championship pinning LSU versus Clemson. That's a week from Monday night. I believe it's 8 p.m. Eastern and Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports. So there you have it. Shows to Know, Messiah, Spinning Out on Netflix, and the Chick-fil-A signing commercial that you can catch on ESPN's coverage of the college football postseason. Now, if you have an idea for a show to know, if there's a program you like that's already on that doesn't get enough attention or you find out will be coming on soon, well, we want to hear about it, and we want to publicize it on this program. So what you have to do is let me know, and if we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. So what you have to do is just email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget also to enclose your name and where you're emailing from, and that does it. Incidentally, you can use my email to also be involved in another feature that we do, our Classic Trivia Question of the Week. So every Monday, we pose a classic trivia question, and we offer a prize. Our current prize, by the way, is Identify Yourself. That's Identify with an I, a journey that deals with creative courage. It was written by Stuart S. Shapiro. He was a creator back in the 1980s in the very popular USA Network late-night show, Night Flight, which currently is now a channel available in many areas of the country through smart TV sets and smart TV devices. He was on our show last year. Terrific person. And it's a wonderful book. And you can get it if you answer our trivia question correctly. So we'll pose that question on our show Monday. If you're first with the correct answer, you will win that prize. And all you have to do to enter is email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And again, if you're first with the correct answer, you'll win that prize. And also, if you've won before, we invite you to hold off and let somebody else win, okay? We're going to try to get as many winners as we can in 2020. I want to congratulate, by the way, all the winners that we had in 2019 and all the people submitted prizes, by the way, that we were able to use on the air. And we hope to make it even bigger and better in 2020. So keep your eyes and your ears peeled for our Classic Trivia Question segment on Monday. We'll pose the question, email me with the correct answer, and you just might win. As we like to say around here, in order to win, play in. And, of course, all the very best. And now it's time for a celebration. It's amazing to believe that 40 years ago, January 2nd, 1980, yours truly began his odyssey of covering the television industry. You bet. 40 years ago, this very day, yours truly, at the age of 24, started his odyssey into covering the world of television as a journalist. My first assignment was as a freelance writer for Watch Magazine. It was a monthly magazine at the time from Titch Publishing, Denver-based organization, that also ran Cablevision, at that time a bi-weekly magazine covering the cable TV industry. The whole idea of Watch was all about the world of television, current and future. My first assignment, one which I crafted myself, was to look at the independent sports networks of that day. At the time, in 1980, many major sports events were not covered on network television, broadcast network television, or even cable television, despite the beginnings of ESPN in 1979. They were covered in syndication, whether it was golf tournaments, the second tier of college football bowl games like the Holiday Bowl, the Gator Bowl, the Florida Citrus Bowl, Tangerine Bowl, Independence Bowl, etc., etc. They were covered by services like TBS, the Midland Television Network, and Marathon Entertainment. It was Marathon that brought the New York City Marathon into the TV age for the very first time in the early 1980s under former TBS associate producer Al Newbell. And it was TBS, founded by the late Eddie Einhorn, who later ran the Chicago Cubs, and CBS Sports, that put college basketball on the map in a major way in the 1970s. I really enjoyed doing that story. It was a feature piece. My first interview was with Vic Piano, who with his brother Claude created Vizalou in the early 1980s. I also had a chance to meet Howard David. At the time, he was what Jack Whitaker was to CBS Sports, what Jim McKay was to ABC Sports. He was the sort of host and main play-by-play caller for Vizalou. He did a great job for it. Later on, he became the radio play-by-player for NFL Monday Night Football on CBS Radio Sports and Westwood One. And I understand in recent years, he's been a sports talk host in Florida. It was a lot of fun to do that interview. Got a nice letter, which I still have in my wall, my place, from Vic, who's no longer with us. And it really showed the power of, and what he appreciated the most, was that for the first time anywhere, someone had the idea to cover that kind of service, the independent sports broadcaster, who basically did their thing without a lot of national attention from critics, from TV industry people themselves. And it was really great to make that happen for the very first time. Well, ever since, I've been covering the world of television. And who would have thunk that 40 years later, we would have not just broadcast, not just cable television, not just syndication, but a whole new group of networks available on the digital broadcast signal of TV stations and cable, the so-called multicast channels. And over this last decade, thanks to the American public embracing smart TV sets from the likes of Samsung, Vizio, and LG, and Panasonic to smart TV devices like Amazon Fire TV and NVIDIA Shield, TouchJet Wave, Intel Compute Stick, Google Chromecast, Apple TV, Roku, and more recently Portal TV from Facebook. With their incredible capacity, their incredible capability that's electronically rechargeable, if you will, or upgradable, that we now have Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, CBS All Access, Crackle, a whole variety of niche services available on smart TV sets and devices from the Fantasy Network to Passionflix to Reverie to Topic to so many more. And there's no question in my mind that as I start this fifth decade of TV, that if you think this last decade and year was something, check out this year. We got the mega programming service era underway. We started last year with BET Plus, with Apple TV Plus, and Disney Plus. And also, we've got coming up in April, Peacock, in May, HBO Max, and goodness knows who else before all is said and done. We have Food Network Kitchen, which has interactive capabilities, like the ability to order groceries anytime you like. and the ability to be part of two-way interactive cooking classes. Currently 40-plus every week. That's every week. And with Portal TV, the ability to chat with our friends and neighbors on video chat and use augmented reality applications that we can see without having to use goggles and glasses and headgear. And then also, some of our smart set devices allow us to control other aspects of how we live inside our homes or apartments, from the front door to room temperature to working with the microwave oven and the refrigerator. That's what's available right now. That's the universe of television available right now. And that is extraordinary. And things are going to get more so. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are in an era of plentiful TV, of diverse TV, of smart TV, and of late, interactive TV. When I started back in 1980, I was very excited about what I was getting into. And 40 years later, I'm even more excited now. Because the past is now prelude to what the future is going to be, the future that started to be created today. And it's really exciting that we are up for some incredible developments in television, with artificial intelligence being built into our smart TV sets and devices, that we can control the set with our voice. And we can use it to not only change the direction of particular shows, but order products and services anytime you like, control functionality of our homes and apartments beyond the television set. And who knows, maybe down the road, telemedicine, teleeducation in a vast way. I was interested in a news story that broke this morning on CBS This Morning that scientists have come up with an Alzheimer's vaccine that they hope to test on human beings within the next 2 years, maybe sooner. Imagine if we can get that kind of medical information available to us from our local doctors and nurses and practitioners, just like that, through your television set. And get diagnosis after you make an appointment and do an exam with graphics that really show you what your body is all about and how you're using or abusing it. Or have great education in a great way with your kids or teenagers any time of day or night, two-way through television, interactive. And the ability to shop and bank from anywhere through your television set. Will it happen? Will it come to fruition this decade? Whether it does or not, I'm looking forward to the challenge of covering it for this program and for Media Village, the media leadership website that I write columns for. And I invite you to join me on that journey starting now. And I invite you to listen to our program regularly and not just listen, but participate. Join us live. Participate by chat room. Participate by phone calls. And tell your friends to tune in also and participate too. When this show is interactive, it really gets magical. And there's nothing like blending the magic of radio, of talking one-on-one to you, and you, and you, and you out there, and have you talk back. As you know, the controversial radio personality Don Imus died last week. And in all the tributes that have been presented, and many of them I've seen on YouTube, one thing that keeps popping up is his final words over a year ago when he signed off after 50 years in radio, which was, the thing he appreciated the most was the ability to talk to one person. Now, I always came to a radio program talking to you, and to acknowledge his audience for accomplishing so much with him, including the $45 million he raised for charities, the Warren Children's Fund at Hackensack Medical Center in New Jersey, the Imus Ranch for children with cancer and other blood disorders, and the CJ Foundation for SIDS dealing with sudden infant death syndrome, and the incredible advancements in all of those areas that were made possible because Imus reached out to his audience as Imus reached out back. And what he said toward the end before he left the mic forever was, you did it. We did it. We made it happen. We caused that. So my invitation to you going forward, as I start my fifth decade of covering television, is be with me. Listen to our program, read our columns in Media Village, and react, respond. I want to hear from you. When we have guests on, like the creator and executive producer of The Witcher tomorrow, Lauren Schmidt, his Rick, respond. Be interactive. Don't be silent. The people we have on this program, they want to hear from you. The issues that we cover, the developments we cover, we want read feedback. More than ever, we want to hear you because we are listening. And I invite you to bring your listening to our twice weekly, sometimes more, conversations. And I thank you in advance for taking that listening on, taking that interaction on. We are in interactive times, people. And it starts with you. And I thank you in advance for the 40 years that I had the privilege of covering this industry and what they do for you, and in advance for what we'll be covering, everything willing, this decade ahead, starting with 2020. Again, I want to thank everybody tuning in today, and I invite you to join me tomorrow at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, when Lauren Schmidt-Hedrick, the creative executive producer of The Witcher, will join us right here on Tawabi Televised as our lead guest. May I have a second guest for you also. And then coming up on Monday, we'll have the general manager of Circle Media, which put together the Circle Country Music and Lifestyle Network that started yesterday on broadcast stations in multicast fashion and on cable systems, with a smart TV distributed service coming up later this year. Drew Riefenberger from Circle Media, the general manager there, will join us live again as our lead guest. Now, if you came in late on today's program, or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, we make it very, very easy for you. All you got to do is go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember that as soon as we leave the air, in a matter of minutes, we come your way on podcast. Over at iTunes, Apple TV, the podcast app of Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. In fact, today we are marking the start of our third year on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And you get to that by going to www.iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow We Televise in the search bar at the top of the screen, click it, and you get our program that way. One of the things we are out to do, by the way, this way, is to expand our reach to go to other podcast sites as well. So starting on Monday, we're going to be calling up people like Podcast One, Luminary, Wondery, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. And we're also hoping to have additional conversation with iHeartRadio to expand our opportunity there. You can also, by the way, get some of our podcasts at MediaGoes.com, the Media Leadership website. It's a great site. You can check out my Tawabi Televised columns there, plus great work from my colleagues at MV, Ed Martin, Charlene Weiser, E.B. Moss, a whole lot of other great folks there, too. So check out MediaGoes.com when you can. I think you'll find a great reading, and I think it'll expand your appreciation of where TV is at and where it's going. It's www.MediaVillage.com. Remember, we love hearing from you. So what's your thought on where TV is at and where it's going, 2020 and beyond? Again, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also follow me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter, where I post updates on the TV world regularly. And that, of course, is at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's at UBC Simon, TWBT. At UBC Simon, TWBT. That's over at Twitter.com. We have over 700 Twitter followers, have over 1,600 Facebook followers, and I thank each and every one of you for joining us that way. So however you communicate, email, chat room, Twitter, Facebook, other social media, we listen, and we do respond within 24 hours. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever, this year and decade ahead. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate at Blog Talk is Candace Williams. Anytime with Block Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of Enterprise are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For a trio of great audiobooks in a one-month trial, it's audibletrial.com/televised. That offer available 24/7. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Once again, a very, very happy start to your new year and your new decade. We are back on Friday, tomorrow, at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio speaker and the IR Radio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe and make it great. And as always, until next time, stay well and stay tuned.